Secondary 1, reading aloud, text 8. A house and two goats, R.K. Narayan. Treasure Trove, a collection of ICSE poems and short stories. His wife lit the domestic fire at dawn, boiled water in a mud pot, threw into it a handful of millet flour, added salt, and gave him his first nourishment for the day. When he started out, she would put in his hands a packed lunch. Once again, the same millet cooked into a little ball, which he could swallow with the raw onion at midday. His fortunes had declined gradually, unnoticed. From a flock of 40, which he drove into a pen at night, his stock had now come down to the two goats, which were tethered to the trunk of a drumstick tree which grew in front of his hut and from which occasionally Mooney could shake down drumsticks. This morning he got 6. He carried them in with a sense of triumph. Although no one could say precisely who owned the tree, it was his because he lived in its shadow. His wife said, "If you were content with the drumstick leaves alone, I could boil and salt some for you." "Oh, I am tired of eating those leaves. I have a craving to chew the drumstick out of sauce, I tell you." "You have only 4 teeth in your jaw, but your craving is for big things." "All right, get the stuff for the sauce, and I will prepare it for you. After all, next year you may not be alive to ask for anything. But first, get me all the stuff, including a measure of rice or millet, and I will satisfy your unholy craving. Our store is empty today. Dal, chili, curry leaves, mustard, coriander, gingerly oil, and 1 large potato. Go out and get all this." He repeated the list after her, in order not to miss any item, and walked off to the shop in the 3rd Street.